Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. It's John Hansen in for Lisa Dent. It's Ted Nugent, of course, who a lot of people thought they might hear at Chicago Ridge Fest happening in the summer, but that event is no longer happening. The entire thing isn't. Here to chat about that is the mayor of Chicago Ridge, Chuck Tokar. Mayor, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Not a problem, John.
Yeah.
Good to be with you.
Ridge Fest is a very popular summer event, and it's unfortunately not going to happen this year. Walk us through that decision process.
Well, the Board of Trustees looked at it, and I think the biggest impact was what occurred out in Tinley Park recently. They were putting on a festival, carnival event, and apparently there was a large flash mob of, I want to say, I was told up to 500 or more individual kids that showed up. And I remember flash mobs when people would get together in a mob like that and were dancing. Well, these kids weren't dancing. They were fighting. And apparently they posted online and talked about how they're going to show up at other places with even larger flash mobs and cause problems there.
Was there a specific mention of Ridge Fest, or are you just trying to get ahead of what could potentially happen?
I think we're concerned with what might potentially happen. We certainly, if they had 500 out in Tinley Park, and I actually heard that there was a lot more than 500, I heard the police were estimating it at more like 800 or 900. If that happened out there, and Tinley Park's 15 minutes away, it's a short drive. I think that our Board of Trustees legitimately had concern that if they decided to come here, they might have 1,000 kids out here in a flash mob or more. And I think they're legitimately concerned with people getting hurt. Not just the kids, but the other patrons that would be in attendance at the event.
Mayor, was it a difficult decision?
Oh, I think it's a very difficult decision. You know, we've been doing it here in Chicago Ridge for 33 years.
Yeah.
There's been a Ridge Fest. So, yeah, I'm very disappointed that it's been canceled. But I think I'd rather err on the part of safety than be mad that we had the thing and somebody ends up hurt and possibly even in the hospital.
Safety first, I understand, of course. Does it bring in a lot of money, though, for the village and local vendors? Is that, have you heard back from many people about that?
Yeah, there have been people calling me and saying that they're upset about it, residents as well as some of the other businesses that took part in it and you know, have made money at the event. So, a lot of people are not happy about it being canceled. I try to explain to them that the board, and I didn't even, you know, I don't vote unless there's a tie, but all six members of the Board of Trustees did vote to cancel the fest.
Did local police weigh in? Were they encouraging you and the trustees to do this ahead of time? Were they concerned that they'd have no way to anticipate something happening and a way to protect others?
I talked to the police chief about that, and he was concerned. He was rightfully concerned. He thought that certainly if we had a flash mob of 1,000 kids show up, that could be a very volatile situation, and they would have a difficult time in and of themselves. I mean, we're a town of 14,000 people. You know, our police force is a relatively small force. I mean, even if we called in everybody, we'd probably only have a couple dozen, 30 people. To deal with a flash mob of 1,000 people, that's a scary proposition, it seems to me, and I'd rather err on the side of safety than worrying about people ending up in the hospital.
Have you talked to other mayors in surrounding communities, maybe before this event cancellation or afterwards, about their concerns about similar events?
I know that there are people with other concerns. I know, I believe Posen just canceled an event that they were going to have. Actually, I heard about an event down in Alabama that Ted Nugent was supposed to appear at, and they canceled that event in Alabama.
Wait, I want to make sure I got this straight. So the canceling of the event is safety concerned. The Ted Nugent thing, is that a separate concern that was aired by others, and does that weigh into the overall cancellation, the fact that Ted Nugent was going to perform?
I don't think so. I think it's the tenor of the times more than anything. I think they saw what happened in Tinley and were concerned about that, because Ted Nugent, many people may not realize, but he is a very, very strong supporter of the police as well as the military. He's a very strong supporter of that. So,
I was just making sure, because I know he's been a controversial figure for a lot of people who don't like his political views, but that was completely not part of the decision to cancel Ridgefest, is what you're saying.
I don't think so, because we've had him here three times in the past years. As recently as 10 years ago, we had Ted Nugent out here. So when we've had him three times, there have never been any problems.
Right. Things have changed a little bit politically in the past 10 years. I just want to make sure, because you're saying I think it isn't the reason, and I know you didn't vote in this particular one, but did that come up at all when you talked to the people that did vote, or was it only about the safety?
The whole issue of Ted Nugent, that I don't think that really was a major consideration. I think the board was more concerned with the safety of the individuals that would be attending.
That's a fair point. I just wanted to make sure, because I was a little confused on that. All right, we got about 15 seconds left. I just want to know, are you guys out a lot of money from down deposits and stuff, for whether it's Nugent or other performers?
Well, most of the people that we've had contracts with, we've dealt with for many, many years, and most of them have had no problem just returning any deposits. So we're working with a couple of others to get our deposits back.
All right, Mayor Tokar, I appreciate your time, okay?
Anytime. Thank you.
For sure. That's Chicago Ridge Mayor Chuck Tokar on the cancellation of Ridgefest after 33 years, for this year particularly. We're getting some calls and texts about this. I'm curious how you feel about your summer plans. Are you changing anything, thinking about changing anything because of what you've seen happening across the area? We'll get to that after the news, after this break on WGN. WGN.